say if they were, they came in the room and they were just standing around and you're wanting to get to the table, what would you say?
Come on and sit down and let's have whatever meal we're fixing to have.
Okay. Say if everybody got to the table and you were telling me about it yesterday. You say everybody came in.
Everyone came in and sat down.
Okay.
And we had dinner. Or we had supper. Or we had, you know, actually, still in the rural South, you say you have breakfast, dinner in the middle of the day, and supper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you go to the city, you have dinner. You have breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And a supper is something that you have later at night. But not in rural South Georgia.
Was that the same when you were small?
That was the same when I was small. A supper was not something that you had at 11 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Say if yesterday when I was eating with you, and you didn't want me to, I was going to wait till you sat down, what would you say to me to make me just go right ahead?
Oh, just go ahead and have a seat.
Mm-hmm. All right. Say if I was sitting here and everybody was at the table and I was just waiting to eat, what would you say for me?
Everyone was at the table and you were waiting to eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We always have face before we start eating.
Uh-huh. Okay,
I don't. Maybe it's not a very elaborate grace, but we say
mm-hmm.
a few words of thankfulness.
Mm-hmm. Say
after the grace, help yourself and pass the food.
Okay. You said help yourself.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say if you're talking to somebody about me coming here, and instead of saying help yourself, he
helped himself.
All right. What would you say when say you're with some friends and they were serving some kind of food that you don't like? What would you say to say that you didn't want any?
No, thank you. I don't think I care for that.
All right.
If they may, I would try my best to just pass it up without them noticing. But if they kept insisting, I'd say, well, I take a little bit of it, actually, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So, what do you call food that that we had once already and you put in the refrigerator?
Leftovers.
All right.
But I wouldn't put them in the refrigerator. I'd put them in the freezer and serve them next week and not even tell anybody they were leftovers. I'd try to fool them into eating them.
Okay. See, when you know when you put your food in your mouth, what do?
You chew it.
All right. Say if
you go back. Go ahead.
What do you have when you what do you call just cornmeal and you boil it with salt?
Well, I have heard it called mush, but we don't make cornmeal mush.
Mm-hmm.
I've read about it, and they call it mush.
You didn't have it when you were...
We did not have it. That was not one of our delights.
Mm-hmm.
We ate grits instead of cornmeal mush.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I have grits left over, I pour them up into a bread pan, if I have something that will mold it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll... fried, and we call it fried grits.
Fried grits, yeah. Well, what would you call?
Now, I think that's what mush is. I mean, I think that's the way they serve mush, mainly.
Mm-hmm.